I've never met a person who was not successful that didn't have a great amount of self-discipline within their life. Self-discipline and being able to perform and being able to keep your life on schedule and being able to keep commitments and promises and meet deadlines is essential to success. None of us can afford to have a life that is controlled by someone else or a life that is basically controlled by our emotions. I learned many years ago that there are two kinds of people. There's the type of person who says, I'm going to wait till I feel like it before I do it. And then there's a person who says, I've got to do it so that I feel like it. One will never get anything done because they're still waiting to feel the moment to move. And the other person says, no, I need to move, and then I will begin to feel the moment. Sonia, self-discipline is essential in your life and in my life if we're going to get things done. So I have a challenge for every one of you this weekend. The challenge is simple. As you go through your weekend, and sometimes it's kind of a, hopefully, an easier time of your week, ask yourself, am I practicing self-discipline in my life? Am I doing the things that I should do because I need to do them, or am I kind of waiting to feel the moment? Do like our friends Nike say, just do it.
If you want it, you gotta go get it. It's time to stay focused. I hope this video makes you uncomfortable. Because I look at this as a mirror. You get to look yourself in the mirror and ask hard and tough questions. What am I doing every single day with my life, creating obstacles, challenges, and distractions for myself?
People look at politicians and celebrities on the TV and the newspapers, glossy magazines. What do they see? I'm just like them. That's what they say.
Come on, man. Come on.
I'm special. I'm different. I could be any one of them. Well, guess what? You can't. You know why? Because in reality, mediocrity is where most people live. Mediocrity is the elephant in the room. It's ubiquitous. Mediocrity in your schools, it's in your dreams, it's in your family.
I'm giving you my hand and I'm saying, take my hand and let's fly.
You changed. You stopped being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame, like a big shadow. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it.
Your habits determine what direction you're going.
You don't want it badder than you want to party. You don't want it as much as you want to be cool. Most of you don't want success as much as you want to sleep.
You're better than that.
Today's your day. You are the only reason why all of your ancestors before you ever lived.
Make a choice, right? You just decide what it's gonna be, who you're gonna be, how you're gonna do it. Just decide.
We have this habit of getting comfortable in our routines and patterns, and then it gets difficult to get out of that.
There's gotta be those days you push through. They're probably gonna be more numerous than the days you don't.
And I think that's something to be mindful of as well. Try to imagine your life when you make that easy choice next time. What is that gonna do? Is that gonna keep you away from your dreams? Are you gonna regret that later? You know, a lot of opportunities appear only once in life, and you skip that taking the easy choice, they're probably gone forever.
You can dream of the kind of life you want. You can dream of the kind of change you want. You can dream of the kind of future you want, but until you wake up and begin to plan to get there, it will only be a dream.
If you don't get up and actually do something, do anything, those positive emotions will never have the opportunity to follow those actions. you'll just be stuck in a lazy, demotivated hole for as long as you choose to be.
And so the benefit of discipline in my eyes has always been that through discipline, I get things done.
You told us that you was about to start working out. You told us that you was going to start a business. But when are you going to do that?
Your number one job is to become more of yourself.
And sometimes a big part of success is just not being lazy and just doing it.
Yeah.
That's like 90% of it is just showing up. Get there and start working. Like, you're not going to feel perfect every day.
Effort. Effort. Man, I see so many people talking about hustle, hard work, determination, grind, work ethic. At the end of the day, when I look at the body of people, the men and women I've worked with around the world, at the end of the day, it's effort.
Do I not have enough time? Or am I being lazy? And lazy comes in two different flavors. Lazy comes in two distinct flavors. Lazy comes in one flavor, which means not working. You might be saying, hey, I'm constantly working, I'm constantly learning. That's an easy rebuttal. But the second flavor of lazy is not doing what needs to be done. It means holding out on doing what you know is necessary, but hard to do.